Hey folks, how's it going? Ty here, Breaker Culture. So I wanted to give you a heads up. You're going to hear an episode here in a few minutes that was recorded exclusively for YouTube. I say that because I'm going to reference some charts. I'm going to be showing charts in a video. If you want to see those charts and you want to see the YouTube version, the link is in the show notes. You can click that and watch it over there. But I felt like it was important to at least put this out there for all the podcast listeners because I do break down a lot of data related to graded card sales data on eBay for the last 13 months. I think there's some really important takeaways and I wanted to get it out to you. But if you want to see the charts, click the link in the show notes, go check it out on YouTube and you can comment and discuss it there. All right. Thanks so much. All right. So today we're going to dig into the health and the details of the graded card market. You know, I'm a data nerd. For anyone that's watched my videos over the past 5 years, you know I love seeing what type of story the data is telling us. And we're going to dig into 13 months of trailing information all around what's happening in the graded card market. And we look at the eBay marketplace specifically because obviously it's the largest marketplace for sports cards. And we're going to look at the top five grading companies and kind of see what's happening with their sales, okay? So if we get a little nerded out by some of these graphs, hang tight, I'll talk you through them. We won't get too much into the details, but I wanna help you at least see the data presented to you, and then we'll extract a few things at the end that I think are pretty compelling. All right, let's start with this important chart here at the beginning. You can see we have the bar chart, which represents the total revenue and sales for all graded cards in the singles category, the trading card singles category in eBay. You can see the month layout there from December 2020 all the way to the end of January 2022, so just a few days ago. Something that we all kind of knew, right, that March 2021 was the absolute peak of sports cards. We hit $183 million of graded card sales on eBay, which is a mind-blowing number when you think about it. I mean, that you're talking like 2 billion plus if you were to project that out for a year. Obviously, that wouldn't have worked because of what we see here in the rest of the graph. We started to see it pull back in April and then the steady decline all the way through the end of 2021, and it starts to level off a little bit and kind of come back up this past month. Now, a couple things to point out: that the bar chart's representing, you know, total revenue. The line chart at top is actually overlaying it with the total number of sellers. I actually think that's important because you need to know the strength of the selling market just as much as the buying market. And you can see a very interesting piece there, right? With the number of sellers continuing to go up since the end of October, and you still had decline in sales, you know, in October, November, and December. So just something to kind of take note of. Now, if you look at the numbers in December for total actual sales and the total number of transactions, we were at $89 million in graded card sales in December, the month of December 2020. In January 2022, we were at $80 million in sales. So we were down about 11% in total sales. But the number of transactions actually increased almost 20%. Now, you can do quick math and figure that out, right? That means the average ticket, the average price per item dropped, which is why we're seeing a decline in sales. So we went from 384,000 transactions to 472,000 actual completed transactions for graded cards. So just a couple of interesting things there. Now, regarding the total sellers, the fact that it's gone up the last couple of months, I think is in large part due to people getting a lot of their graded cards back. And they're realizing, oh crap, I gotta go sell stuff. So that's just my quick takeaway there. Okay, let's look at the next one here. Again, we're overlaying total graded card sales, same chart, you've already seen that. But now we have the line graph with the total cards on the market. Now, you could have easily deduced this from the number of sellers, that the number of sellers increasing probably means the number of cards in, you know, on the market, the inventory rising. It's exactly what we see there. We went from 1 million in December 2020 to 1.3 million cards on the market available to buy. We're actually getting really close to our all-time high. The all-time high for the amount of inventory of graded cards on eBay in the singles category was 1.45 million in April. And we ended January at 1.31 million. So we're very close We're at about as close as we've been since March, April of last year. So inventory is rising. Everybody knows why inventory is rising. So just kind of keep that in mind as we look at these charts. Okay, let's start getting to the specifics of grading card companies. Okay, this first one we're going to look at is the percentage of total graded sales. Now, what it's looking at here is each of these grading companies from CSG, HGA, SGC, and BGS. PSA, I took out of this particular chart and the next few charts because it skews it because PSA has such a large percentage of the market. I wanted you to see what was happening kind of beneath PSA. I'll tell you right now though, in terms of percentage of graded sales, this is crazy. In December 2020, PSA had 71.7% of the market in total, like actual dollar value of sales. In January 2022, they had 71.8% of sales. So they're literally flat. I mean, they're as flat as you can be. But you can see there's a lot of movement with the other grading companies. Let's start with BGS. BGS was 25% of the market share in December 2020. And now they're at 19.86%. They've dropped a little less than 6% in 13 months, which is crazy. SGC went from 3.22% up to 6.59%. So they've basically doubled their revenue market share in a year, which is quite impressive. And then you drop down to the other two. You have HGA, which has a 1.07% market share, and a 0.62% market share for CSG. A couple things to note there that I thought were interesting. SGC is about 6 times larger in market share than the bottom two. And you have BGS with a 3X increase over SGC right now. And PSA has a 3.2X increase over BGS. So again, just kind of perspective, right? About the, you know, in terms of market share and dollar value. Now, this doesn't tell the whole story of really what's happening within the bottom four, everybody but PSA. I think you have to look at the total number of transactions to really see what's happening. So let's look at that real quick. PSA, I took them off this chart again. PSA went from 81.5% of total transactions to 79.5%. They dropped 2% in total transaction market share. Here's what's crazy. You went from 12.5% BGS transaction market share to 8.4% in market share. They literally got cut in half of their transaction market share. And the SGC went from 6% to 7.6%. So while PSA and BGS were declining, SGC was taking more of their transactions. And you can see there at the bottom, CSG's got 2.92% and HGA has 1.51%. I think just the fact that HGA, real quick, that they don't have any history with graded vintage cards, and that validity, that credibility built into their brand, I think it's really hurt them. And CSG immediately jumped into the second place with transaction count because of their history with other pieces of memorabilia and comics and other areas of their business. So I think with in terms of SGC, right, we saw that delta where they're pretty far off in terms of the percentage of value, that the dollar value of sales in terms of market share in comparison to BGS, but their transaction count's very close. So the number of cards selling of SGC and BGS is less than 1% apart from each other. That tells me that the average ticket item, once it starts to come up for SGC, they're going to quickly eclipse BGS as the number two in the market. And BGS is kind of holding its own because BGS has a lot of massive cards graded. In fact, when we look at the average price per card sold, BGS is the highest in the industry because they've had some massive cards sell on eBay specifically, and because they just have a lot of vintage and history that happened years ago, and those cards have kind of popped up, and it's held their dollar market share and their average ticket, their average sale up. But when you look at the number of transactions, if I'm BGS and I'm thinking I get less, I'm less than 9% in total transactions, that is worrisome because, I mean, look, you got SGC hot on their tails, and SGC, once they start to figure out how to bring the value up and the market continues to buy into this, I think it's they're in for a rude awakening. Again, something that we kind of knew, but when you see the data, you're like, holy moly. Okay, let's look at percentage of sellers, the total number of sellers in the marketplace for each brand. And this is interesting. So you're looking at, I put the number of sellers too there, but you can see percentages on the left. PSA has about 60% of sellers. So 60% of slab or graded card sellers are selling PSA to some degree. And there's a little bit of overlap. Sellers sell different, you know, multiple graded card companies. BGS dropped from about 24% down to about 19%. So they went from 12,600 to 12,100. They declined. 500 less sellers are selling BGS slabs. In comparison, PSA actually went up 2,500 sellers, but because other sellers are selling other brands, their market share of sellers dropped. SGC went from 4,450 sellers to 8,550 sellers. They literally went up 4,100. They doubled the amount of people selling their cards. And you have the other brands down here, you know, HGA and CSG going from nothing, right, to, you know, 2,750 for HGA and 1,970 for CSG. So, again, a very compelling story here around just the interest in other grading companies and sellers kind of buying into the story. I mean, even if you look at HGA and CSG, you have a combined 4,600 sellers selling those slabs on eBay. That was zero in December of 2020. So credit to HGA and CSG for becoming what I would consider relevant in the graded card space from a selling perspective. Okay, let's look at the number of cards not sold. And this is important because when you look at kind of the stagnant component of the market, and you think about for yourself, if you sell cards, the cards that don't sell, well, it's pretty easy to figure out the stagnant nature of the rest of the market. And I think that tells us how strong the buyer's market is. And if you look at this here, from December 2020 to January 2022, there's 160,000 more unsold cards from PSA, 13 months. So this past month versus 13 months ago, we have a basically 20% more slabs sitting out there, not selling. With BGS, they're down 1,000. They went from 76 to 75. SGC went from 40,000 to 66,000 slabs sitting out there. HGA from 100, you know, in February to 25,000 or to 13,000 in January, and CSG 2,000 in April to 25,000 in January. So again, that's just telling us that there's just a crap load more of slabs sitting out there, not moving. And the sell-through rate is what tells us that. And this next chart here is probably going to be the most eye-opening chart of all of these, because the sell-through rate tells us what percentage of cards actually sell when they are listed. And so it looks at, you know, from the search criteria, from your date range, does the card go on and does it move? What's the percentage of those cards moving through the sell system? And you want the higher the better, right? The higher the number, the faster the cards move and the faster the cards sell. You can look at this a number of ways, but if you look at HGA, when it hit the market in March, 65% of their slabs were selling. And I was a part of that. I remember grading cards with HGA and thinking, man, there's a lot of interest in this. And there was pushback in the marketplace, people saying, you know, employees are buying it, or, you know, they had, you know, sponsors kind of buying up cards to make it look better. I don't know what was happening there, but I do know that the data shows that the cards were moving fast. That fell off significantly within 60 days. It went from 65% basically to, you know, 30% in 2 months. So that's kind of the story for almost all of the brands, especially CSG and HGA, who hit the market hot. People were interested in grabbing the slabs. And then all of a sudden, reality kind of set in. But the crazy story here is BGS. BGS went from 40% in December, and they hit 51% in March, where, you know, all slabs are moving, to 10% in January 2022. 90% of BGS slabs aren't selling. Like, their sell-through rate is 10% in the singles category in eBay. And it dropped off significantly. It went from, you know, 30% in mid-September down to, you know, 14-15% in November, and it stayed there, stayed that low. I don't know what's happening with BGS, but there's just a total overall lack of interest, and the sell-through rate shows that. Maybe it's just them not getting their name out there. A lot of the new people that are coming in don't really know the history of BGS. I don't know. I don't know what exactly is the culprit for this, but the sell-through rate tells a scary story when it comes to BGS slabs. Now, if you look at the other brands, we mentioned CSG, they went from 45% to 13%. That's a pretty low sell-through rate. PSA went from 36% up to 45%, and they're down hanging around 20%, which is currently the highest in the marketplace. So if you think about that on the flip side, right, that means 80% of slabs aren't selling within a specific time frame. SGC went from 26% to 16%. They're sitting at second in the marketplace. And you got HGA sitting at about 15.5%, right below SGC. So you got PSA, SGC, HGA, CSG at 13.9%, and BGS at 10.5%. So very, very interesting. Now, the last chart that I want to show you has to do with the average sell price per card. And I think this validates a lot of what we're kind of thinking in the marketplace. And if you're considering, okay, what does this actually tell me? Do I invest in certain grading companies because of what I'm seeing? Well, let's look at this real quick. This is the average sell price per transaction for a specific month, okay? So BGS, I mentioned this earlier, BGS has the highest. They're at 467 in January, in December 2020, and they're at 370 in January 2022. They're down 26%, which is the same decrease that PSA saw. So the average ticket, the average sell price, is down 26% for BGS and PSA. BGS, we know their sell-through rate's low. The cards that are selling, they had a couple monster card sales. You know, some big boy items, $50,000 plus items that sold, and that has kept their average sell price higher than I think it would be normally. The smaller stuff, especially stuff that's at fixed price listings, they're not selling. They're not selling, and so it's not bringing down that price. I think we're going to see that drop significantly with BGS. That's just my opinion there. HGA, again, came out hot, super high sell-through rate early on. Ticket price is $520. It's looking good, right? Drops to $170 in April, which is where I kind of look at the baseline, and then it dropped to $113 in January. CSG came out hot as well. Average sell price at $91. All the way down to 38 in January 2022. Every single grading company has dropped on their average sell price except for SGC. SGC was at 124 in December 2020, and they're at 139 in January 2022. They're up 11% from 13 months ago. So if you look at it, you know, PSA, BGS down 26% in average sales price. HGA, CSG, they're kind of just figuring out where their place is. SGC was the only company, the only grading company to actually see a ticket price increase, a sale price increase in their average sale. So again, this is not meant to be a commercial for any grading company in particular, but I wanted you to see this because I think it tells you the state of the overall sports card market, especially when you look at graded card sales. It helps you understand that there are a lot of cards hitting the market. We see inventory rising. We see the number of sellers rising. We see the number of unsold cards sitting in the market rising. But we see a decrease in flattening of the total sales and the total number of transactions, actually sold transactions. And we also see a decline overall in the average sale price. So I think the market is just now finally kind of figuring itself out. And I think my takeaway from this is that there's a baseline forming, and which is a good thing. I think if January shows us anything, is that there's a baseline forming in December and November kind of set the tone. We kind of came up a little bit in January. And what's going to be most interesting to watch is the next 3 months as the onslaught of PSA cards hit the market. What does that do? What does that do to all these other metrics? And so I plan on following up in mid-March or early April and showing you kind of what's happened in the first quarter of 2022. Because what I think will happen is that we'll continue to see an increase in total number of transactions. We'll probably see number of sellers drop off a little bit. We'll probably see the average ticket price drop another 10-15%. But the overall amount, the overall total sales will start to climb back up. So it'll look good from that perspective. But when you look at like the underlying data and the averages and the things that affect individual sellers, it'll still kind of be unhealthy and it'll be difficult. It'll be difficult to compete with. You're going to see that the cards plummet in prices on average, and it's just going to set that tone for the next quarter. But I don't know, man. I'm pretty bullish on SGC. I'm somewhat surprised by CSG kind of hanging in there. And I think what we all suspected with HGA is that they're relevant, but they're kind of just hanging near the bottom. And who kind of comes out on top? I think CSG kind of pushes HGA aside, becomes a viable fourth option. I think SGC sets the tone. And by March, somewhere between March and May, I think SGC leads in basically every category as the second best option in the grading card market, and BGS becomes kind of that third option. And then PSA will be PSA and have 70% of basically everything. So anyway, I hope that helps. If you have any questions, leave the comments below and have yourself a great week. See ya.